Will the Bengals keep their stars happy? That's a big question that a lot of people are asking. Duke Tobin talked this week at the Senior Bowl. I'll react to his comments. Find out what he said right now on Cincinnati Bengals Talk. Hi again, everyone, and welcome in to CBT. I'm James Rapine of BengalsTalk.com. Hit that subscribe button, ring the bell, join the 52,000 plus on YouTube that subscribe to this channel. Check us out on audio as well. That's right, audio, by searching Cincinnati Bengals Talk on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon, on Spotify, and be sure to leave us a five-star review. And even if you're on YouTube and you're going to consume us most of the time on YouTube and watch, I get it. Thank you for watching me. Thank you for watching, Andrew. Thank you for watching the channel. But please, please, please make sure you follow wherever you get your podcasts as well. And let's get into these Duke Tobin comments, because Kelsey Conway of the Cincinnati Inquirer went down to Mobile, Alabama, went down to the Senior Bowl, and as Duke Tobin was looking at the trenches, staring at the trenches, she was able to sneak in an interview with Duke Tobin. And really, really good stuff, all of it at Cincinnati.com. And it's good stuff because we don't hear from Duke Tobin much. And so for Kelsey to go down there and get it is huge. And it's huge because it gives you a sense of where the Bengals are at, and it gives me a sense of where the Bengals are at. And I think we're on different wavelengths here, at least looking at the reaction on social media. But I'm going to read you what he said about Jamar, about T, about Trey. And then I'll give you my reaction, my thoughts, and certainly want you to chime in on YouTube with your comments, or let us know on social if you're listening to this wherever you get your podcasts. But let's start with Jamar Chase. Obviously, I was the one who reported last year that they were really close to getting a four-year extension done with Jamar Chase. It would have kept him in Cincinnati for six seasons. Well, now he's a year down. Now he won the Triple Crown. And now guess what? He's probably going to want even more money, right? We all know that. And so the Bengals hesitated. It probably cost them. Guaranteed money was certainly a factor, the way the guarantees were distributed or not distributed early on in the deal. And so Duke Tobin was naturally asked about Jamar Chase, and he said, quote, "It's a priority for us. It's something we feel like there's a framework to work off of because they were close last year." That's my words, not his. "Should be a pretty easy framework to work off of. Guys in this position have recently redone contracts, like a Justin Jefferson. We believe in Jamar. He's very important to us. The other guys that have done contracts are very important to their team. So we believe there's a real framework to work off of. I would expect that we could come together on something that makes sense for both sides." I totally get it. And Justin Jefferson signed a four-year $140 million deal. CeeDee Lamb signed a four-year $136 million deal. I would expect Jamar to get a four-year extension, and I would expect him to get at least $37.5 million per year. A lot of people have jumped up to 40. I'm not sure they need to go to 160, but 4 years, 150 certainly seems like it will be probably what he gets, and rightfully so. Will they get it done? Well, let's talk and get Duke Tobin's comments on these other two, and then I'm going to react to it and share my thoughts. So on Trey Hendrickson, Duke Tobin said, quote, "He has earned a pay raise and a bump in an extension. He has. We're cognizant of that, and we will give it to him, and we will give that to him. But whether we agree on what that looks like, is to be determined. We can't have guys at the top of the payroll in every position, right? We'll do what we can. We'll do what we feel is right, and we will try to get Trey re-signed. It's not giving anybody an extension. It's agreeing with somebody on an extension." That certainly rubbed people the wrong way. And now T, and again, all these quotes are from Duke Tobin, Bengals Director of Player Personnel. "It's going to be hard," Duke Tobin said when asked about signing T to a long-term deal. "We feel like we have the resources to do it, but it all depends on how the negotiation goes and whether they're willing to accept wanting to come back at a number that makes sense for everybody. And you know, what we do with T going forward, I've always been upfront in my desire to have T Higgins on our team. I've never not been upfront about that, and that desire continues. But we have to come together with his representation on what that means and what the right number is for his experience, play time, for his production. Let's find something that works for everybody, because he's a guy that we want to have here, and hopefully we can come together, but we have guys that we're trying to take big bites of the apple in other areas, and we're going to have to balance those as we go forward." I was reading really fast there, but that's what Duke Tobin had to say. Your reaction, I can feel it. I can understand it. I'm going to break down what I've heard back channels wise, break down how I interpret these quotes, and You could tell me if I'm crazy or not. I'll do that coming up next.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
All right, let's break all this down. Because I think I've said it on a video at some point, maybe not in podcast form, but I'll say it very, very clearly. I expect, not hope, not think, I expect the Bengals to retain Ja'Marr Chase and sign him to a long-term deal, to extend Trey Hendrickson, to sign T. Higgins to a long-term extension as well. All three, I expect them to be signed this offseason. I'm going to be very clear. Expect. That's where expectations are. And that doesn't mean that they can't add to the team after that. Expectations are high, and they should be. And that's it. And so when I read these quotes, I can see why you'd be leery. But all indications are that the Bengals want to keep all three guys and not want to by getting giving T. Higgins a $12 million haircut. Want to by structuring them a certain way, by giving him fair value. And that's where I think this comes in and where it's interesting. Like the Ja'Marr one is the biggest one. He's going to make the most out of everybody. Well, they got close with him. He has the same agent. There's a real belief in the building. There's a real belief in Jamar's camp that he's going to get paid, that it's going to get done. So I don't really have concern there. The when matters. I can't worry about the when, but I totally get it as a fan. You're like, well, when? I don't want this to be a distraction. I totally agree. It should happen sooner rather than later. Agree with that. With Trey, they've already negotiated two contracts with him. His first contract with the Bengals, 4 years for 60, a one-year extension, which he'll play on this year, or set to play on this year. And so work out another extension. Add 2 years. Bump him up. Give him 3 years, 70. Right now, he's basically at a $16 million cash this year that he's going to make. Give him a bump this year and add a couple of years onto his deal. Boom. Done. And with T, I really think you tag him. You don't let him get to free agency. If he gets to free agency, he's gone. He's gone. I promise you. Because then you get wined and dined and you're going to get all this money up front, like all these things. But they don't have to give him what he would get in free agency. It's just like Trey. They don't have to do that. So like when I deciphered these comments, one, they're prepared to make Ja'Marr Chase the highest paid NFL wide receiver in NFL history. Prepared. They know it. It's going to happen. Boom. For Trey, the comments, and I'm going to read them again here. Just, we can't have guys at the top of the payroll in every position, right? We'll do what we can. We'll do what we feel like is right. He also said he has earned a pay raise and a bump in an extension. We're cognizant of that, and we will give that to him. But whether we agree, basically he's saying, you know what? We want to pay Trey more. We want to keep Trey around. We're not going to make him the highest paid defensive end in football. I don't really have a problem with that because I don't think Trey Hendrickson is Micah Parsons. I don't, or because of age, because of impact. I don't think he's Myles Garrett or TJ. I think he's right there. I think he's right in that next tier. I think he should be paid more than he is now. He's been such a great value. But I'm also aware that they shouldn't just throw out money to throw out money because you want them to address guard. And it is a negotiation. They want to keep Trey. So get him to $25 million per year and let's call it a day. It's very simple. And then the T stuff, you read between the lines and it's pretty clear. It's like, all right, well, yeah, as long as T is a little more flexible than he was with his previous agent. And let's be honest, T. Higgins switched agents because he wants to stay in Cincinnati. He didn't want to deal with all the uncomfortable crap that comes with being a David Mulligata client. I'm speaking for T. He didn't tell me that, but it's pretty clear to read between the lines that's what's happening. Because David Mulligata will say, we'll play this out. If they tag you again, we'll play this out, and then I'm going to get you paid. And that's what would have happened. And instead, it's like, all right, let's get something done. D-O-N-E, done. I want to stay in Cincinnati. I think T deep down wanted to stay in Cincinnati. He probably got with Joe and Ja'Marr. Ja'Marr's like, man, go to my agent. We'll get this done. And they're working on it. And so really since the Dallas comments from Joe Burrow, My expectations have been that they keep all three of these guys. Jamar long-term, Trey long-term, like with new deals, and T long-term. That has not changed because of Duke Tobin's comments. I get the concern. I get the worry. I get the frustration because they didn't keep Jesse Bates, and obviously they should have kept DJ Reader last year. Not in his prime, but certainly someone that, looking back, you would have kept in hindsight. And even in the moment, I get it. But with these dudes, they're not paying anyone else. Like, it is the smart football move. There are going to be people that say, oh, you can't pay T because of the defense. No, you can pay T because you're not spending money on the defense right now. Sam Hubbard should be gone unless he takes a huge pay cut. You have a lot of rookies, a lot of young guys. You're not paying anyone on defense. Logan Wilson and Trey Hendrickson? Okay. I mean, that's it. I mean, Jermaine Pratt could easily be a cap casualty and probably will be. Like, there's all these things where it's like, yeah, you're just not paying a lot of guys anymore. BJ Hill, not under contract. So do I think these deals get done? They better. Because otherwise, I'm going to be very, very critical. They are not better in 2025 without T. Higgins. I promise you. They might be better on defense. They will not be a better football team. Because if they lose T. Higgins, then wide receiver in round one is very much in play. If you don't want that, and you'd rather them keep what they know in T and focus on other spots early in the draft, well, then guess what? You want them to pay T. It's that simple. And I do think that they know that they understand that they know they aren't paying a bunch of guys at all these positions. Alex Kappa, going to be a cap cut. Sam Hubbard should be a cap cut. Jermaine Pratt should be a cap cut. Like, there are ways where even the veterans that are under contract aren't back. Obviously, Rankins is going to be a cap cut. It goes without saying with some of these guys. I'm not naming the whole roster right now. They have the space. They can create up to $90 million in cap space. They have the cash, which is more important. Like, the moment Jamar Chase signs an extension, his cap hit drops. People are like, oh, well, how do they do it? His $22 million cap hit is going to drop. You can sign Trey Hendrickson to an extension and drop his cap hit this year too, which gives you more space to maneuver this season to add pieces. And again, you can't convince me they don't have the cash. Straight cash, homie. They have it. I promise you, they have it. Shout out to Randy Moss. Hope he's doing well. The point is, they have it. They can do it. These quotes aren't swaying me. Expectations are very, very simple this offseason. I expect, not hope, expect the Bengals to sign Jamar Chase, Trey Hendrickson, and T. Higgins to long-term extensions. Anything short of that is going to feel like a failure. It is. And we will see if they get it done. Please hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Check us out wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcast, Amazon, and Spotify are the big three. The Bengals, well, they have a big five. Two of the guys are under contract long-term. Joe Burrow, Orlando Brown Jr. The other three are not. We'll see if they can get Trey done, and T, and obviously Jamar. We will have you covered every step of the way this offseason. Until next time, for Andrew Fox Miller, I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening and watching to Cincinnati Bengals Talk.
Cincinnati Bengals Talk brings you the latest from James Rapine and contributors at BengalsTalk.com. Check out Enter the Jungle Weekly with James and Andrew Fox Miller. You can rate and review this show wherever your podcasts are downloaded. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube, where you can get notified on the latest Bengals news and information. Read more at BengalsTalk.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.